not remember. I just want to get to business. How many of you have ever gotten my text? I have something in my mind. I just tell you what it is. And I remember that I have to say good morning. Then I will do that after that. All right. Great. Look at somebody beside you. Tell them, welcome to life. Every day you wake up now, welcome to life. This morning I woke up, I was looking for a book. And I found this book, which I'm going to start with this morning. I love it. It's 10 Commandments for Business Failure. What did I call it? 10 Commandments for Business Failure. You like the book. You really like the book. So I just downloaded it. And if I'm in good mood, I may give you. If I'm not in good mood after I finish, I may not give you. So, the 10 Commandments. Are we ready? Can you type? Is Pelumi there? Pelumi is on holidays. Are you there? Pelumi, where did you come from? I guess you are just chasing. You are in marriage season. It's not in business season. Relax. I'm just happy this morning, right? Beautiful. Let's start. The 10 Commandments of Business Failure. The very first one. Write it down. Stop taking risks. Stop making attempts. That's the first commandment of business failure. Be played safe. For instance, fuel has gone up now. Hello? Hello? This morning, I just came in and they told me that, you know, we pump water that we need for church. They pump water up first, then they pump out there, and they pump there. So they said, Daddy, what are we going to do about? Because it's three times now of the fuel into pump. What are we going to do? I said, okay, pour water there. Pour water into the fuel tank. Everybody start laughing. What are you going to do? You just got to do what we need to do. We will struggle, we will manage, but we just carry on. How many of you have been in a place that is very choky? Do you stop breathing? What do? You keep breathing and start looking for a way to breathe better. Am I right? Okay. So, number one, stop taking risks. That will spell business failure. Let me jump to this one. I like this one. Second commandment of business failure, isolate yourself. Don't pick up your calls. Don't answer text messages. And don't go out. You see, when you stop picking your calls, stop answering messages, some of you are losing businesses because people can't reach you. As a business person, you should have more than one number. And your phone should be left on. You know what I just said? You should be available. Phone is the new marketplace. If you don't answer your phone, you're on the way to financial degradation. So pick up. Somebody was telling me, he said, our brethren, they will call them, you want to call them to do certain thing for you. And if they don't get you, listen to me, if they don't get you at that moment, there are other options available. You're not the only one in town. If I pick up my phone, I'm calling you for to do business, and I call and I call, I don't get you, I call the next person that's available for that job. That's just it. So please leave your phone on. Pastor, they are crazy with my phone. Have an assistant that can pick the phone. Have somebody who can always be nice on the phone. If you can't have that, be that yourself. So number one, stop taking risk failure. Number two, It's not stop. It's isolating yourself. It's a commandment for business failure. Isolate yourself. Let me change it. We are looking at business. We are not looking at the other way around. We are looking at the other way around. So, Pelumi, is isolate yourself. Don't pick up your calls. Don't be available. Hallelujah. Even if you are in a meeting, you can either program your phone to say, I will call you back after this, or you can answer quick, say, Joy Mabino. And now, please, have courtesy with your phone. Maybe you are with somebody, you're talking, and even pastor, or my job, whoever. Just excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. friend, I got a call. Oh, I'm in a meeting. Please, I'll call you back, or you call me back for 30 minutes time, period. Don't isolate yourself. You're losing money every minute. Pastor, nobody calls me. You have what you say. Okay, so we're just looking at this first. I got this book this morning. Number one, what's the first one? Stop taking risk. Ah, I like this one. Third commandment of business failure. Don't take time to think. Don't take time to think. Or don't think. If you don't think, you are burying yourself in failure. So, if you want to, but just looking at that, yeah. I think I need to give one more beautiful, and then I stop. Oh, I love this one. Let me use my own word for it. Commandment 4, be rigid. Be inflexible. You are the only one who is right. You are on the way to business graveyard. When the customer says, ah, can I better buy? Go better buy in Basimassini. See, you are inflexible. I have that take place all the time. You know, I'm an introvert, right? You know, I'm an introvert. But you know what? I attend almost every service in church. It's Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. Even when I was not preaching, I'll be there. I don't isolate myself. Even small kids, I'm available. On Wednesday, one member just finished university came to my office, and he said, "She's a lady." He said, "Daddy, thank you. I'm back. I'm back to church. I'm really enjoying myself." He said, "I got a friend in school that is good at another church now, and she said to me that's what I'm going to. The day the pastor hugged me in church, I'm going to take that jacket that I wear that day and hang it in my room for days to come." Hello. So that one said, "What's your problem?" He said, "I asked her. I know there's some problem." He said, "That church where you're coming from, what did they do there? Your pastor." He said, "Our pastor, you never see him." He said, "He comes through that door and goes through that door. You never meet him. Even I play with your children. You notice that? Sometimes if you want to leave church, your children won't let you leave." I know one couple that they left church. Their children said, "No, go to where you're going. You're coming here." And they came here for donkey years. You know, I had a sweet experience on Wednesday. This girl, small like that, she was born in church. She come to greet me almost every service those days. Now she's going to university. She came to see me on Wednesday and brought me some socks. "Pastor, I just want to give you. I just appreciate that." Now, can you imagine that small girl come around and greet me? Come around. Now she's going to university and she was afraid. So you have to start talking the word of God to her. And that's it. Be available. Don't isolate yourself. I don't like seeing people much, but I have to hang that one. So if you say you want to do business, and I love to just hide in my room, okay, do business with your room. I'll let your room pay you, right? So please, right. So that's it. Be rigid. People come to me and say something. I say, let's find a way for it. Is that all right? Is that all right? That's not my talk today. I just give you the book I just read this morning. I got the book this morning. And I have another one called 10 Commandments of Money. Should I give you that one? Should I give you one after that one? I won't give you everything. I'll just give you one. This one says, the first commandment of money for business is, listen, that's your business. Don't see it as a trash. See it as a place of dignity. Are you hearing me? Let me say that one more time. Let your job be a place of dignity. Don't be ashamed of your business. What do I say? Don't be ashamed of your business. Do you know in Lagos, those who pack waste on the road, you know what they call them? Highway manager. Is that all right? I can manage it. Don't talk like that. Yes, I know you are managing it, but don't talk like that. We're just trying to put up something. I know we Yoruba are like that, you know. I can't hear my own baby. Now, Pastor, you may as well be proud. I didn't say so either. You know, for instance, you know, I don't talk about myself. That's for God. But in business, you're talking about yourself. Are you hearing me? Someone say, Pastor, we have to be humble. Don't talk. Are you in business? Sort of. What do you supply? Supply. Get specific. Be dignified. Is that right about your job? Love it. Is that all right? That's it. Let's stop. Let's go to our subject today. Okay, great. How to be a star performer. Okay, all right. How to be a star performer in business. Something I want to show you that will bless you today about. Please, are we here? I'm asking again, are you here? Spirit, soul, and body. How long do you plan to do this business? Emmanuel, how long do you plan to do your business? Statistic. How long are you planning to do business? You're going to switch over to go and do master's and be a lecturer? Or you're going to do business? Now, that's your question. Don't answer me. How long do you plan to do this business? How long? You know, one of the problems we have is that many of us, one of my teachers told me this, I won't forget. Many of you, you don't do well because you're just looking for money. You're just looking for money. And if you're just looking for money, they will spot you. They will spot you. You have to change your business meaning from just want to make money to I want to create customers. You have to change that. You have to change that. You just think, I want to make money. Just want to make money. So everything to do for others will irritate you. Do you know that the same thing happens in gospel ministry? If I just want to be famous, I want to be great. Every attempt to try and help you, you diminish me. So what do? I cut you down. Are you hearing me? So please, if you don't just me, I want to make money. You're going to make money. But change that. Because you see, the moment I start thinking that you're going to make money off me, I start closing my pocket. That's why we price things. That's why we cut. Because we know that they are not going to give us the price that is reasonable. So we cut it down. So 50,000, 30,000. Then we get to a particular place where we are both safe at the end of the day, which is true. So what I'm going to ask you to do, first of all, is that to actually know that are you in this business just to make money? You have been fascinated with all those rich men. Don't think like that. They will find out about you. Nigeria is full of that. That's why Nigeria is not working. People are just looking for how to make money off you. It's actually a cousin to 419. This must be your passion, that to deliver a product to particular people that they will remember you for good. If that happens, money will come in naturally. You see, I really don't lack anything. I don't lack anything. I have needs, but I don't lack anything. You know why? I don't make money my goal, even in church. You don't hear me talking about my needs. Have you noticed that? I don't. So please don't focus on just making money. Focus more on creating customers that will take what you are doing and be happy with it. That you remember you are. And when they do, money will follow. So that's the first one I want you to have in your mind if you're going to be a star performer. Have you noticed something? If you watch football, those ones that will score well, they are celebrated. They take the ball, do that, and you know, they're not just thinking about you can say, oh, they buy that player for 50 million. But you know, when they get on the field, they don't think about the money. They think of playing well. Because when you play well, your ratings will go up. Am I right? So just play well. Make that your goal. Play well. Play well. Play everything you do, play well. So sometimes our problem is that we are wondering why, you know, we Africans have that kind of mystical mind that things are not working. And we start looking for some underlying reasons. They're not too far reasons when you see things don't work. It's usually around this area. So if you're going to be a star performer, first of all, have it in mind. I'm not here to just get their money first. I want to offer them something that they will remember me for. And that will be easy. They will recommend it to somebody else. I know you think that's a long road, but it's a far better road than this short road you are taking. Because if you use something on me just to get money from me, I'll find that and I'll tell others. Right? Is that all right? So always think that you are, whatever you are offering is for the good of the people. You are selling gas, you are making children and family to eat every day. Dr. Ariel is there, is upgrading people's health and getting them out of sickness every day. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you should not make money. But I'm saying that that should be the focus. That you want to give the best available to people. That's not being spiritual. It's just being practical. Does that make sense? Now, when that is there as your grand floor, then from there you can produce. Let me talk about, if you're going to be a star performer, there are four critical areas of business you have to be. I want you to write it down. Don't forget this. Give it a thought. I've used it over the years. It has been, I've learned it from the best of people in the business world. There are four areas that you have to become. Now, when you are small like this and you are the only person running your business, you have to be all that four. But as time goes on, you can divide it as you get bigger. That your business to really be performing well requires four kinds of person from you. We put it down, then we discuss it. Number one, the thinking person. Write it down. The thinking person. Number one. You see, look at this product here. Let's first of all put them down so I will analyze them. The thinking person. Number two, the action person. The action person. You're looking at becoming a star performer. Number three, the people person. We're looking at what your business requires you to be. If you can do this well, it will go a long way in helping us. What's the first one? Second one, the action person. Third one, the people person. And then the last one is the lead person. The lead person. Okay, so the first one is thinking person. Second one, the action person. Third one, the people person. And the last one, the lead. Can you help me capitalize letter T for thinking, letter A for action, letter P for people, letter L for... Okay, so this is... See, your business require... If you lack any of these... See it like four legs of a table. Moment one side falls down, that table won't balance. So when you look at your business requires from you four. What's the first one? Thinking person. Second one, action person. Third one, people person. And then the last one, the lead person. Let's start from the last one. Somebody must be in charge. Somebody must fix things. This area makes your business sometimes really bad. When can I get that thing delivered? We don't know. It depends on our country now. I don't want to hear that. I want to know who's in charge. Who's leading? Who can take care of this? When will the product... We will try. No. Get in charge. Lead person. In your company, they must know who is in charge. Who they can talk to. Who will lead when there is crisis? Who will make the decisions? That's the lead person. Now, sometimes some of you over here, you don't let people lead. And that's all right. But you must lead your business. I'll come back to that later. When things happen in your business, when people are making troubles, somebody must lead. Somebody must make decisions. And it's you. Don't have this mentality of just waiting and waiting for things to turn up. You have to make things turn up. Pastor, are you saying that as you replace God? I'm not asking you to replace God, but I'm asking you to do what you need to do. Sometimes businesses are not moving. Business is not moving. Don't just sit down and be looking. Take a lead. What can you do? And this is the person. Let me tell you the sign and symptom. Let me use that word from doctor. The sign and symptom of a person who is a lead person is not afraid of problems. He's not put off by problems. He goes, something happened. Okay. No. What do we do? That's the lead person. If you don't lead, you fail. How many of you are in partnership here? Don't raise your hand. If you're in partnership with somebody, somebody out of the two must lead. You know what I just said? Somebody must lead. When they make a call, who will act? Who will move? Now, I know you are the only person in your business now. I know that. But let me give an example. Imagine my sister here, she's into fashion industry. She called somebody and said, I want to make clothes. Or somebody called her, I want to make clothes. Oh, okay, come. And then I measure you and I'll get the material and don't do it in 2-3 weeks. And then you know the material is in Lagos or Sakma or something. Who is the lead person for the clothing? She's the one. Not the person selling the clothes or the tailor under her. She's the one to drive them. She's the one to go to that person and start calling. If you don't take the lead, that person may not bring that clothes for you and supply the materials. Am I getting what I'm saying? So, I want to beg you, have a small notepad or phone where you can write things down. Because if you don't write things down, you won't follow them through. Even if you are selling around your corner, write things down. Write, okay, what do we need in the shop? Somebody must do that. Somebody must restock. Am I right? That's what makes things work. A lead person is the person who will, oh, okay. Some of you, you don't write anything down. Oh, okay. You can dictate it to your phone. So you can hear it. The clothes will be supplied on Wednesday, 15th of June, right? I have target before me. I can't just play around, attend parties, go around, and then I don't lead that thing. Then they, on the 10th, the person called me. I say, wala bele. You're already picking the phone. Wala bele. Okay. Hello, how are you? Emma Bino. Stop lying. You know, my phone, I marry both of them because I don't like typing. I write, so I use pen on my phone. I have this phone pen. I just write there. I keep writing all the time. If I show you. Let me just do something so you see it. Okay, let's close this one. Just a minute. Now, see. This am I scrolling. These are my writings. These are my writings. Not through yet. These are my writings. I'm just writing things down. Write down. Sometimes I'll write down what I'll do next 3 months. Put it down. But some of you don't write anything down. You just abari lan gbogbo e wa. The problem with putting everything in your mind is that anytime you are disturbed, your brain goes fury. You won't remember those things. Have you been there before? You are going to something to go to something in the morning. Somebody just disturbed you. Somebody just cross your car. Your mind just go bam, and then that's what you're thinking about. And before you know it, for the next 2-3 hours, you are still steaming. Hello, like obe aluminium. But when you pull out things to do, you know what to follow up and quickly change your mood. Am I making some sense? So lead person. This is where a lot of us on this Southwest, we fail in business. We don't lead. We don't get ourselves up and do what we need to do. Jesus said, when you are going out, don't greet anybody on the road. Remember, he said that disciple, said, don't greet. You know why? Not because you like greeting. When you start greeting, you forget what you're supposed to do. The Jews greet long. Ekpele, ekule, shalom, awamanko, iyawonko. Ah, country of fuel crisis. You're forgotten where you are going. So Jesus said, when you are going, get them to do what you need to do. Lead the person. Take charge. Is that all right? Sometimes you don't have any money. Okay, pastor, okay, for instance, what can I do about this? How can I lead? When there's no money, I can't have money to pay my staff. Let's start praying at least. God, give us business. God, give us business. I mean, you can pray at least. Can you? That's leading. Hallelujah. Now, let's go. That person that is leading, even, let me tell you something. Can I borrow your bag? Forgive me. You can close it. So I won't look inside. Women carry all kinds of things in their bag. Forgive me. See, if I'm into making bags and I'm selling bags, my bag may not be the best. But if I lead and I deliver promptly and I make any changes are possible, you buy my inferior bag, then the person who is making high-class bag, he doesn't lead, he doesn't take charge, he just does what he likes because he's the best in town. Sooner or later, I will stop selling bags or making bags, and I will start doing what? Selling water. Because he will move. You know what could move? Toriko will move. Nothing moves on his own. Sorry, man. Thank you very much, man. All right? So, lead. Now, this all builds up around business. Now, to lead well, you must be a thinking person. What do I say? To lead well, you must be a thinking person. And let me give you some laws of thinking in that area. Let's call it thinking person. Thinking is very easy. Pastor, no, thinking is not easy. Thinking is very easy. What do I say? A star performer, what does he do first? Is like I said from the back, is the lead person. Are you hearing me? One of my friends, some of you know him, and my old friend. I'm not sure out of Leke Alder. I'm not sure Leke Alder. You have seen him in platform. He stayed when I was in university. He would come to visit my friend. I came to know him, but we lost contact in all these years. So he's one of those top guys making millions, you know, in consulting in Lagos. He went into graphic work. He's a graphic person, so he was doing some work. And one day, one of the embassies in Lagos called him and said, please make this for us. And they said, can we deliver in 1 week? He said, we'll do so. One of these foreign embassies. You know? So when he got that order, he told himself, that day, before that, I must deliver. So he went to Somolu, the printing press area. He went to the best printing press there. Their machine broke down. He stayed down with them. They repaired the machine. When they finished repairing the machine, power stopped working. Do you know what he did? He went to go and carry NEPA to fix the wire. That's a lead person. Are you hearing me? A lead person will make everything possible. You must have a reputation that whatever they tell you to do is done. That's how to be a star performer. You can be very good in your area, but if you lose that reputation of being just moving there, get that thing done. I mean, you have been calling you and calling you and calling you. They will manage with you until you find somebody better. And people are all over the place now. I hope you know that. Last week, I did some business with people to ask them to do something for us. And they made a mistake, and I called them. The guy started, said, so look here, there are other people in town. You are the most expensive. That's why I came to you, but you are not good. I said, I'm not coming back. Pastor, huh? Yeah, that's right. I want to teach them. So you're not good. Let's talk about that very well. The reason why I shifted, let me talk about your product you are offering. Yeah, be an action person. But that thing you are offering itself, that product or that service, how good are you at it? Are you hearing me? That thing you are offering, the thinking person, how good are you at it? How good? Do you, once in a while, go out and see what people like you are offering? Do you check up the best practices? If you have a shop, check other shops. Have you ever walked into Just Right and see how they organize things? Ah, Pastor, me Olowo, but Just Right. But Olowo, my right. Look at that thing you are offering. It's very easy as a person. You know, as a pastor, I know enough Bible to never read again. Huh? To never open a book again. And just stay the way I am, and all of you manage me. And the next thing you start, Pastor, what ingented? Am I right? So, people will stay more with me than they will stay with you. So, because it's a spiritual thing. Hey, come on for long. They pray about it and think about it. But in business, they don't do that. They don't pray about it. Whether it's the will of God to leave your business or not. But so, you have to, that thing you are offering, you have to see that it's good. And the only way to see that is to be thinking about it. Are you hearing me? Be thinking. I don't know what else you can spend your money to spend. Thinking. Now, when I say thinking, none of you have this bad way of thinking. You think, when I say thinking, I don't mean that one. Thinking is part and parcel of progress. You can never divorce thinking from process. The raw materials for progress is thinking. It's not a new thing somewhere there. Somebody has to think it through. Look at this fan. Do you know what? We're trying to replace all the fan in the hall now with this kind of fan. Do you know why? Because you are on solar. That one has so much power. It's taking so much power drawing the thing. So we are thinking, how do we move that from there? I'm scouring shops looking for fans like this that be able to consume less. See, you have to be thinking. You have to be thinking. Pastor, you know, I can just do it. No, don't do it. A top performer today in our world must be thinking. How can I apply this better? So that thing you are offering, be thinking about it. That's what you are called to do. That's your business. That's your name. That's what you put over there. That thing, be thinking about it. You are to hospitality, business, food, or accommodation. Be thinking. Be looking at the price. Be looking at the product. You go out. You see other places. You look at what they have that you don't have. You look at what they have that you don't have. You compare and contrast. You know where your weakness is. You know how to bust it up. Are you hearing me? Am I making some sense? So, if you're going to be a star performer, think. Be a thinking person. And please, don't be afraid to be challenged. It could be a very good way of getting better in your business. Don't be afraid of ideas. Somebody say, can you then say, Kukuda? Let's say better, No. A star performer thinks. You should be thinking like this. How can I make more people come to my shop? How can I make people like my product? What else? And don't look at what everybody's doing. Look at other ways you can do things. You know, recently, I didn't tell you in church so much over this. We made papers. We are looking at how to advertise church in town to people can know that we are here because we don't have signboard all over the place. Signboard is limited. So I was thinking, and then we made some papers. Then I asked myself, how can, and I go all over Abeokuta, and I see Abeokuta expanding in all these borders. Have you even moved around Abeokuta? I don't miss a point area. I mean, inside. It's all over the place. And I came to see that the only thing that can help us do that very well is either audio or visual, not on Facebook. I came to say that Facebook is not for the whole world. It's just for you and your friends. Am I right? You're not saying Facebook is friends. It's not the whole world. The whole world doesn't see you. Only friends see you. But then I told myself, I said, do you know what? Radio will do for us. So let's get on the radio and just advertise the church. Yes. So, and I told myself, I can't just go to church. I can't just go to radio and say, come to our church. That won't be so nice. Let's offer a bit of what we do. So what do? I sat down and I make it 3.5 messages ready. 3.5 messages. 3.5 minutes message. Less than 4 minutes. And I put the advert there. Now, we've gone to the Wise FM. We're on Rock City. You didn't really hear about it because it's not for you. It's for the outsiders. You know, so can I now do that kind of job? So we got that all over. I'm looking. What? How do we? That must be there.
Pastor, koletobai.
Oh, we're putting one. Things are difficult, and you need more. So you have to just extract more from you. Do I have my handkerchief over here? Prof usually tells us this. Prof, remember, you will teach. You say, if you soak this inside water, you squeeze it, some water will come out. You squeeze some more water come out. You squeeze it more water will come out. You squeeze it more water will come out. Why? That's where your mind is. The more you squeeze it, the more things are coming up. Do that make some sense? So be a thinking person. Be a thinking person. I don't just mean thinking over all the world. That's wasting thinking. That's wasting your thinking. Nigeria. No. Think on what you are doing and look at how to take it forward. Do that make some sense? Do that make some sense? Okay. We have seen the lead person. We have seen even the action person along with it. Take charge. Act. Let's look at the third one. The people person. Now, as you do business, people will be involved with you. Largely two people. Your customer and your... Will I call it your employer or employee or what do I call it now? Staff. Okay, good. Staff. Let's use that word staff. So, you got these two people, your staff and your customer. And both of them are linked with you to form the trinity of business. What I call it now? The trinity of business. You, your staff, and if you don't have a staff yet, you are the staff plus the owner plus the customer. Have you ever seen this kind of a thing? Let me give you a good example of this. Your business must have a front person. That's what I call the people person. The front person. Who will meet people? Who will talk with people? Yeah, somebody can be making the product. That's you, but you must also be able to talk because people, whether staff or customers, will be the one to actually do business with you. Make some sense? For instance, do you know what? Even in my preaching team, I apply this. Now, I'm the lead person in the preaching team. Hello? You hear me? Now, my people person is my wife. I let my wife meet people. I don't like meeting people. I'm not talking about relating with church. She's when the radio thing, I said, yeah, go on the radio, just talk to people. And everybody likes her. I don't mind that. Now, the bigger you are, some things you can separate. But at the beginning, you are all in all. Tell yourself, I'm the all in all now. When you have more style, you have kind of the things. So I have, you know, when I want to do anything that is serious thinking, I call Prof. Sadi. You hear me? Even you know his words are complex. I'm even listening to Prof. Sadi. You know. When I want to get something done, Prof. Kendi. See? You want something done? See, Prof. We move. I remember one time somebody called me, a widow in church, one of our elderly widows said, I have this place I want to build. I want to build something there, and please, can you help me? I said, I'm coming. I said, Prof, look at me. Mommy said she has this place. And it's involved that time in construction himself. I said, Prof, 2 months, the building was up. Finished. That's kind of my guys. Hello? I said, dear. Hello, 1 year, hello, here. Huh? Praise God. So, you can see that I work that into myself. Though this year, they are all on holiday, I'm trying to struggle. Are you hearing me? Okay, you know, kind of a thing. But that's the price of growing bigger. When you grow bigger and you divide the job, when somebody just grows like that, it can be difficult. So you have to be the front person with people. You must be, Pastor, I'm very introverted. You have to extrovert yourself because all things are possible. I meet people. Is that all right? Is that all right? Okay, so learn to talk with people. Learn, you have to be the people person, the front person, the front person. You have to talk, you have to, you know, kind of a thing. For instance, see the way I'm looking this morning. I know you can put up with me. If I want to do this kind of business meeting, you know what I need to do? I need to just put on jacket, rent a bigger place in town, and then I get all these guys around me, and I hold a lot of people in town. Is that right? So I said, I just want to sit down with you over here and just learn things and grow. And you take things from me that don't cost you any money. Some of these business meetings I've gone to, they don't say anything. Pratito was in one recently. They called him, come down. He want to do something with you. So he dressed up and go down there. So this was small boys. He's not going to tell me about, oh, just read one book and underline something. Come around. They never had any experience. It's very easy to do that. Just throw something in town. But let's get on to work. I believe in really making things happen. So star performer, number one, must be a thinking person. Look at what you're doing. This is a simple thing you can do. See, don't look at for complex things. These are simple things you can do. Think over it. Whatever is happening, be thinking over it. Look at it. How do I? Pastor, where is the place of God? You keep saying that. God is not the one selling your product. God is not the one meeting people. God will help you to do all those things. Clap your hands for Jesus. He will help you. Is that right? But you are the one to do that. He will help you. But you are the one to do that. So perfect your own side. Perfect your own side. Hallelujah. I wrote it down another way. Let's look at another way. I wrote it down. Where's my phone? Is it down there? All right. I want us to look at four areas again like that. Let's write it down too. Products. Let's look at it from this other point of view. That's one side of saying it. Let's look at another way of discussing this so that we can learn some things from here. Okay, good. Write this one down. Products, what you are offering. Second, performance. Third one, people. And then, fourth one, perception. I hope you heard me. Believe me. Number one, I want to take that another way so you can see it. Become a star performer. Yes, and I'll give something about customers to be able to become that performer that you want. Number one, product. Number two, performance. Number three, people. And number four, perception. Okay. I'm just trying to say from different angles so you can see it. For a big star performer, are we ready? Give us the first one, product. Okay, thank you. Quickly, product. Okay, just singular product. Singular product. What are you really offering? Russell is offering paint, among other things. That's his lead work. Russell is offering healthcare. I'm selling this in this corner here. I'm running a school. I have cleaning stuff. Some of you, you don't define your product. If you want to be a star performer in your job, you define your product, exactly what I'm offering, and become very good at it. Where can you get it cheaper? Where can you make it better? I'm saying the same thing all over again another way, so that can really sink inside of us. What is your product? What are you offering that you'll be able to make available to people? Am I sure of it? Is it still relevant, what I'm offering? Do you know that one time, when diesel went up, petrol started selling more? Now, fuel has gone up now, and they can switch over to gen. I'm glad we switched over to solar a little bit, compared with the generator, when the weather is bad, or we use it too much, kind of a thing. So, you know, some things are not relevant anymore. For instance, if you're a typist, you're no more relevant now. You can switch over to something else to learn in that direction. So get to know what your product you are offering. And then who will need it? Where will you find them? Second, be performance oriented. Be ready to work. I'm giving you another way to say this. Okay. And engage with people. Like I said again, open up your phone. Don't isolate yourself. Don't get a phone that is, okay, wait, some of you, you do all kinds of things on your phone. I believe that, listen, everybody, listen. If you have a business that works, a lot of people calling you, have a simple phone that can make and receive calls easy. Don't go and get all this complicated phone, except you know how to operate them. Are you hearing me? Simple, that can easily make calls and return calls.
We didn't get you.
Phone, me badge. Your phone must never spoil. You know what I just said? Your phone must never spoil. If your phone spoil, just remove the card. Have another simpler phone. Put it inside it. Together, perform. What, any problem? It's shaking. I didn't hear you. The power is what? Too much power. From where? Splinter. I don't get that. So you want to put it off or what? Put this one off. Okay, go ahead. Thank you. So that I won't get busy. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay. What happened? Too much power has been delivered. What did we do wrong? Nobody's giving me any information. Who's in charge? All right. Pastor, you mean you think all this all the time? That's where I think. All right. People. We'll talk about customers more later. Then perceptive, to be, can your mom, with Fafa, you see things through quickly. You put two and two together. The perceptive. Okay. Let's talk about customers. I'm giving you just like that, how to perform very well. Now, how do you see your customers? I wrote four words in Yoruba that will be very interesting for you. Do you see your customers as weary? Hello? Hello? What does it? What does it? I'm going to weary anymore. Who is a weary? Please answer me. Well, you like this one. Okay, let me give you all the four to surprise you as we talk about this. Number one, how do you say as weary? Or number two, as wura. And what is wura? Gold. Or customers, wala. Wala, what about you? And then number four, woolly woolly. Have you heard of woolly woolly before? Pastor, what did you get from? I didn't get from any book. I want to help you. what's the way of seeing your customer? Weary anymore? Even if they are weary, give them lagati. Are you hearing me? Doctor can tell us about if you want to handle weary. What do you do with weary? You make him calm down, you make him sleep, right? Second one, wura. Not the wura there. Wura is gold. Physical customer is gold. The third one is what? Wala. Then what's the last one? You don't know woolly woolly because some of us didn't grow up that time. You don't call woolly woolly when I'm growing up. Woolly woolly, they come to your house and start checking everything. Is everything all right? Some people just want to come to your business and compare and contrast. Are you hearing me? They are customers. So I want to give, think about these four people as customers. What's the first one? Let's start from the back. Wole wole, wahala, wura, weary. And can I be honest with you? All the four will do business with you. Weary will do business with you. Unreasonable. That Dr. Ile was saying last time. They will beg him, they will sign paper. He pay my phone, you know, and then they turn around, they finish, and they won't pay. They are weary. Why? Because They can't even, I mean, when you will tell you, Mumbo, you know it's not coming. You know, I've seen people, they will conclude business with you like this. I thought and they say as if nothing happened. Oh, he can tell you, supply me. Somebody said to me, one time, Bratito was telling me, said, this woman just said, please, do something for me, get that. He said, several millions. Bratito said, we need the business. People said, Bratito, don't let him pay the money yet. He won't pay the payment, He said, just supply it now. So bring it, I'll pay you. So finally, Bratito was convinced to be canceled to just ask for 1 or 2 million from her and then pay after that one, you'll disappear. I want weary customers in here. Some of you, you are old enough to know weary when they come on the road. You know, when your children are very small, they don't know weary. There's a way that weary will look. My brother is sorrow. When he was older there. It is the wrong part of the road. Huh? But children will say, uncle. You say, uncle. Some of you don't know weary yet. In business, you don't know weary. Anybody who just come, you jump because everybody is sending. So you can smell it afar off. You can smell it. But you know what? Even when they are weary, they can still be good for you. Are you hearing me? Learn to give weary lagati asun. They are really unreasonable. You have a call? You're waiting for a call. No problem. Second one, Wura. How many of you like Wura? You like to have Wura? Good. May God give us more Wura. Who are Wuras? Wura are those who really just don't want to do business with you. They want to encourage you. You know, they will say, this you're doing so good. Let me call somebody. Let me. I'll tell people about this. You know, how many of you like that? You like that kind of people? They'll be there for you. But not everybody will do that. But please, don't turn your treasure into trash. Treat them well. Wuras that you have in your business, treat them well. You don't take wura, you don't take gold and throw it outside your house like grass. So those ones who are doing things well with you, who are actually fulfilling, make that permanent connection for a long time to come. Maybe you are running a school. I don't know what you are running a school. Some parents will have children in your school and their children have left and they are still running things with you. They still be available to be able to help. So please, have people like that. Don't always think you are just going to get everybody. You can give them chances to even and be lax with them. Let them do things with you. They know that they are committed to you. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Am I making some sense? Now, some of you don't have that gold yet, but keep on working. You pass through bronze, silver, and gold. If you just stick to your business and don't give up, which will come through fire. Gold is put through fire. When you pass gold through fire, it doesn't get burned up. Paper will get burned up. I hope I'm making some sense. So gold doesn't come easily, but commit yourself to doing your possible best. They will take you as a star performer and don't offend them. Are you hearing me? And peradventure you offend them, quickly find a way of getting back together. That person who is buying so much from you, who is taking, risking his own time, doing things for you, get across to them. And sometimes when business is not doing well, call them and talk with them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't be. Hello, how are you? How are you doing? Send yourself over. In Kalole, there by you, Ejo. I call my friend. See, they are Wura. To perform well, let's just stop and pray for Wura, Wura customers. Can we just pray? Let's just say, Lord God, give me really beautiful customers that will help and aid this what I'm doing. Can you just pray for that right now? Let's just praise the Lord. I'm praying for people that will come do business with Abi, a great experience that will enjoy it, that it will also attract others to me. Let's just pray. Bible says, ask, it will be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door will be opened. Can you just ask God? He's a giver of all good gifts. Thank you, Lord. We Lord, I pray for your people, and we come to you because we know that we need great, good customers to move clients that will move this work forward. We cannot sell to ourselves our business. But Father, we ask you, you know what we give, you know who will be there for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give thanks for that. Now, please, usually businesses have what they call like board meeting. You may have or you may not have. But please, talk to your gold customers about, are we doing things well? Do you have any advice for us? Do that regularly. Can we? Oh, he will say things to you that nobody else will tell you. What's about wahala customers? They are not weary. They are not unreasonable. But when you work with them, they can be conscientious. They can be demanding. They are the kind of people that will come to the class or come to you and say, you have a school, your teacher is not speaking Queen's English. Are you hearing me? They are the kind of people that will say, biscuit and tie, biscuit, could that be biscuit to eat regularly? You know, they have a way of picking things. Are you hearing me? They are wala. If you've ever been in a meeting with a wala person, he will ask you to cross the T and dot the I. And if you don't want to have stress, what do? You don't let them give you wala too much. How? Very simple. When you are doing business with them, you know who they are already. Be ready for the stress level. Tubatimbo, umaputimbo. Tubatimbo, phone call, phone call. Moment is called like this, say, God, just give me grace now to handle this wala. I have some people like that in church. They are wala members. I hope you know that to have in church, to have wala members. I have wala members. I have wala members. I have wala members. Like you two, I'm in business of the Father now. Pastor, you know we are the same boat. Okay, some of you. Okay, let's go to your families. You have some family members. Then whatever. That's your brother. He's just a crazy brother. You know that kind of thing? It's unreasonable. He's the one that will not contribute money to Father's burial and will come and eat all the food with all his friends. No, no, no. So what do? Give me lagati. There are Wura family members. When you say we are so called contribute 100, he'll give you 200. He will do one that call you up and check up on you how you are doing. And just love you. And our wala siblings, when they are coming to your house with their children, when they leave your house like this, listen, well, this one thing, you go to their house, you have to manage where you step. Close them, man. Oh, for way back home. What did you do? One time my children said, they want to go somewhere. Don't go to holiday for that place. You will regret every day you are there. Just go say, wala. Remember one day, years ago, a member came to me. And when we started the church, he said, he just came to my office and said, I want to ask you a question. He said, why is it that your family alone is dominating this church? Ask me. He said, it's as if you and your wife, they are in charge in this church. How come? Huh? I stopped. I said, I also wonder why God put Moses and his brother over the whole of Israel. Could you know? I wonder why Jesus' apostles, two of them are brothers. But four of them, James and John, and then Peter and Andrew. They're brothers. Family. I think I will miss it now. When I finished, he said, that's true. And she still no church till today. You hear that? So, some of them I have grace to marry. Some of them I just tell them out. Some of them I do, you know what to do with them. But listen very carefully. Your Wahala customers just ask God, Lord, I know. Because why? That will put you on your toes. You need Wahala customers to put you on your toes. Because it's the one who hear something going over there, something you're not supplying, something that was broken, so that you can take charge and be aware. Is that all right? And sometimes, please, can I say this to you? Can I say this to you? If you have staff, be a Wahala to some of them. Because, you see, if you're not Wahala to your staff, rather, to some of your staff, they will do anything and you'll be the one to bear the brunt. Some of you that are Yoruba here, if I call some Loruko, what better is Soiluruko? Go for some MC. You know what I mean? Remember today, that particular thing, you said someone's going to measure wrongly. Are you hearing me? And put him, not him. You see, when you do jobs, your staff will do whatever they like there, but who will bear all the brunt? But, and by the end of the month, they're waiting for salary. Am I right? Okay, beautiful. Finally, wole wole. They will compare and contrast. Compare and contrast. Compare and contrast. Why don't you do like this? Why don't you do like that? Look at this bottle you are making. Some other, be very calm. Tell them, we are getting there. Are you hearing me? And some of them can be very, very insightful. Because when wole wole comes, they help us remove bacteria point and where infection can come in. That I will do. Now, let me close like this. Being a star performer is not easy. It's not easy. In this atmosphere we are living in, both the environment and people around us, they make life difficult for us. It's not easy at all to be truthful, to be productive, to keep on doing the same thing again and again. And let me warn you, those of you who have been older in business, there is that sickness of apathy that will come in. See, as you get older in business at the beginning, after a while, you just get used to this thing. You wake up as if you are going to civil service job. Please, don't do that. Wake up every day. Look at me. I come here. Some of you have been there for, how many years have you been here now? From the beginning of time. Not really, I've been there from the beginning of time. You know what? We'll be coming back here. Come back here. I'll come back here. What do we do? I can't pretend that it won't be difficult. And you will not get used to me. But I trust God that every day these things will get better. Are you hearing me? And one day this happened to me. I saw this, that my sister is here now. She comes here every day. She's living life every day. What do I do? I must be working for her everyday life to get better. Then we can stick together for a longer time. So I want you every day to wake up to do business. If you have been 20 years in business now, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, and you seem to get worn out by all the friction, may God hold your life and hold your business. But please, please, let's make ourselves happy in what we are doing. Is that all right? And let's keep doing it. I'm an example. I keep doing this. Right? Huh? I keep doing this. So let's keep doing it. Let's keep doing business. Now, once in a while, please, can I say this to you? If you are going to be a star performer, you must learn how to take a break. What do I say? Take a break. You know that in any football match or even any of this serious game, there's a break they usually take 15 minutes in between. 15 minutes or something like that. I want to close with this one. If you are going to do well in business, have a life. What do I say? Have a life. Have your life. And of course, I don't have to tell you, people that are in the Southwest, you like party. No matter what happens during the week, if you go to that party, sit down there, enjoy the food, you didn't pay for it anyway. Enjoy yourself. home, family. You know why? Because those things are going to be the shock absorber for you as you go through life. So please, can I beg you, have a life. Pastor, do you have a life? I have a life, you don't know. Besides, just want to talk. I have a life. I live life. I do things. I get things that will just make me fascinated. If you don't have that kind of life, you will not really, really do well in business. So you have that 10 minutes or 15 minutes break that you just get off and then cool out. And can you, once in a while, maybe once in 2 years, take some money and check into a hotel. Let them serve you. Pastor Omojo. Oh, okay. Hotel is too expensive. Go to one nice restaurant in the town. Are you hearing me? I just, like, one of my drivers years ago, he went into farming. And I was watching him. He thought that farming is like driving. You know? There's a road already. And you drive that way, and you move over there, and you get there. Farming is not like that. There's no road in farming. In farming, you never know when the rain will fall. So you just have to wake up every day and look up to God. So he planted cassava. Labor. Then the harvest time came. And when he started harvesting, there was a glut in the market. It's because everybody having around the same time. And then he came and said, Daddy. I said, what happened? He said, I put so much money into this. See, it never allowed me. I said, this is your first time. You should even be glad you get some money. I said, that time, I said, go to Mama Cass. That money you get, buy something nice for yourself, Mama Cass. just sit on there, buy that thing and drink it. At least fruit of my labor is difficult. I said, it's your first time. Enjoy your life. He said, Daddy, I said, What are you going to do? Buy meat, go home. Buy chicken. One sister yesterday. You know, yesterday was a bad day. I was talking. And then she met me over there. Oh, life, she's been challenged. A lot of challenges on her. She said, oh, God. You know what I told her? I said, stop. I put one in my pocket. Take it. I said, go to shoot and buy chicken. He said, me alone. I said, yes, you alone. Go and eat it. Buy chicken. You know, how many of you understand this yesterday? I said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Remember? He said, eat fat, drink the sweet, share with others. But I know we Yorubans, our Southwest, we have a lot to do that. Go to party, and then, you know, just enjoy yourself, dress up, cool. Is that all right? Praise God. Make some sense? So take a break, enjoy yourself, family, children. Hallelujah. Pastor, I don't have anything to just enjoy. Okay, go to Luma. Climb up and look at the work of God. Look at this Barakatamanti. Before you know the answer, my ideas will be coming to your head of what to do better. Hallelujah. Is that all right? And can I say this finally? Assess yourself. Assess yourself. Thank God for people assessing you. Assess yourself. God look at every day is good. Am I right? He made something, is good. One of the greatest things to enjoy the work of your hand. I just mean the fruit of it. The work you're doing to love it. To assess, this is good. This is good. That will give you impetus. You see, every day God will say, this is good. Am I right? And the last day he said, very good. Did you get that? That makes some sense today? I've done a lot of rambling in different, but I think you have helped one way or the other. Is that all right? Do we get that? Okay, beautiful. Brother Tito has been warning us about the fuel deregulation. At about 2 or 3 meetings ago, he warned us. He was saying, what are we going to do about it? It was my office again, Tunde, if you remember, talking about deregulation, that they're going to have deregulation. He was getting ready for it. He was thinking ahead. Now, I think that no matter what meeting they have, NLC said they're going to strike. But if they strike, you know it affects our business. Am I right? Now, I want you to start thinking. How do I use this in such a way that you'll be able to make me go forward? How do we do this? Now, let me give you some tips about times like this. Are we ready? Number one. Since fuel is going up, use less of fuel. Let me explain that. If you have to do things now, you know that before, 5,000 fuel will do it. Now it's be around 15,000. Right? Right? There are about 12, 15,000. Then learn to put things together within that to get the job done. Try and then do what you used to do in such a way that you don't have to spend all that. This morning I was coming to church. My driver has a way of just warming the car and leave the engine on. See, I'm thinking, I said, Solomon, that not doing anymore. You don't warm the car forever. They don't even need that kind of warming. Those new cars now. But it's become an idea and habit for him. So what do? You cut down some of this, cut down some of these places, cut down some of these places. And then use what you need to do. Now, please depend more on your phone now. Depend more on your phone now. Phone, though they are going to increase that tariff there too. They said so. But phone is still one of the best ways to get things done. So start using your phone well now. Learn how to use phone. Learn how to talk on the phone. Learn how to explain things on the phone. Mumbo, you have decrease by anything. Because you can't be bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo all the time. You not. you have to. You know, I'm talking about just putting things together here and there, here and there. So reduce mumbo. Explain things further. Some of you have to depend more on text now to explain things than just kind of getting there all the time, because that will cost you more. Help and making some sense. So get a clear phone that can make things very clear, not just crack all the time on the bongo. So use more phone now to get things done. Is that all right? Is that all right? And can I say this to you? Above all, let's trust God. Let's trust God. I want you to believe that you can do better and you're going to do well. Let's not be bothered too much about what is going on. Things will come in to make things happen. You know what? There was a time that fuel was 20 kobo in Nigeria. How many of you remember that time? You don't remember. You can't remember. If 20 kobo, I was in Abeokuta here when fuel was 20 kobo, and then somebody took it to 60 kobo and then put it 40 kobo for public transport to go and buy fuel, different fuel for transport. It didn't work. So we went to 60 kobo finally. Can you imagine 60 kobo by Ampariwo? Huh? So you go beyond this. I'm not praying. I'm telling you, point of fact, you go beyond this and you will thrive. But can I plead with you? Just, I would address this more, maybe second service tomorrow. But I want you to believe that you are going to do well. This is important deep within you. Somebody met me and said, Pastor, how am I going to cope? I'm a single parent. I'm struggling. I have this. I said, you're going to cope. You're going to have that inside of you that you're going to cope and you're going to thrive. I want you to just close your eyes right now. Don't pray. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself in this season. Talk to yourself and to your business. Talk to yourself. Just talk. Just talk and declare that the Lord will help me. The Lord will strengthen me. The Lord will give me the wherewithal. The Lord will make me resourceful. I will meet the challenges of this time. And I will use this moment, this issue, to make something better out of my life. I open myself to fresh ideas. I open my business and my life to opportunities to take care of this. I welcome progress in business. I want you to say this word to yourself. You know, that woman of the issue of blood said, if I touch the hem of his garment, she was not praying. If I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Self-talk is very powerful. I want to talk to yourself. Talk with yourself into things. We are not going down. I will have all the wisdom I need to maneuver through this moment. I have insight to do things better and to use these circumstances for my good. I receive help from God and from men. I welcome favor into my life. Then speak to yourself that Tunde Amosu, call yourself by name. You are improving. You are getting better. You are not stagnant. You are crossing the barriers. You are crossing the barriers. Now I want to talk to yourself about money. And tell money, money, you are not going to rule over me. You are not going to control me. Rather, I will control you. And I will say that you'll be available for me. You'll be available for me as I go out to do my businesses. Money will be available. Money will be available. Thank you for help. Financial help, financial ideas. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, two things I want to, as I love to pray, two things. The first one right now, don't do something. This is bad. Don't block your progress this season. Ah, Pastor, my project was saying, don't say that. You know what I learned now? When you are doing something and you say, I don't do it anymore because of things I had, by the time you come back, things are harder. You know what I just said? Things are harder. What do I say? By the time you want to buy it again now, at that time. So, whatever you need to do, do it now. Now, let me warn you. I know this is important. Please reduce borrowing. Borrowing. Reduce if you can't eliminate it, reduce it. These are the seasons where borrowing won't favor you. You know when you have things like this taking place, the borrowers will just jack up the interest rate. Let me go to the level of weakness. If you have been borrowing from multiple places, try and collapse them. I know some of us borrow anyway, no matter what I say. But stop borrowing from many places. So start, maybe if you have been doing 10 before, you have about 10 apps. To make it 5. Say, boom. If you're already doing 5, make it 2. And then learn to wait to make the money yourself. So you can pay the interest to yourself. Are you hearing me? Instead of borrowing, start saving. When I say save, I don't mean 100,000, 50,000 every week. No. You can join cooperative. Some of these things will put pressure on you to perform. Or you can join some of these things they do. It's important for you to be able to gather money if you can't gather it yourself. And you can have an account, you can throw money to. I do that. I don't, when money comes to me like this, I just distribute them, let them go to where they should go. Plan my giving, I know where I put money for giving. When I want to give, I go down there to give. So I put that there. For instance, I was coming yesterday, I know there were going to be mission giving, and there was some money we used to eat. It just hanging there because I just took the money to come and give it for mission. So please, distribute your money. Divide and conquer. Is that all right? Please, I say one more time, reduce borrowing. Reduce borrowing. Pastor, I borrow. Pastor McBilly, are you? You will. You will. Is that all right? Is that all right? Some of us, we borrow for business. I understand that. You have to borrow to do some of this IP or something. I understand that. But please, I still want to plead with you. Start reducing that because the interest rate, the inflation trend, and the things like that. Actually, if you're a borrower, if you're a lender, you make money. Are you hearing me? It's a word. Well, I want to talk about that one now. One of the best ways to live now is to be a lender. It's a powerful thing. You just have interest rate going up. You'll be making more money. Banks have already raised their own now to 4%. I think so. Your bank has raised it. Pastor, look on. You should be interested. Hello? So we should be looking at that, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. One or two questions, then we eat and we get out of here. Okay. Any questions you want to ask? Gratitude, you have a question. All right. The microphone is somewhere there. Okay. All right, today, thank you. You're
welcome. Would I say a question? Let me see. I think I have a question.
Any online question too? Won't mind. If anybody has a question online, let's check it too.
Okay, I wrote that.
Well, I'll be able to check there. Whoever is there.
I can't find it. Okay. So I just I wrote some things that I believe will benefit, because part of the things you have said, but the practical side of it.
Yeah.
I got a customer that called me to come. If the customer called me yesterday,
great.
I mean last week, I would have just jumped to my car and drive there. That's in Shagam, and then another one in Badon. So I told her, I'm not going to come. And if I will come, I'm going to send my marketer to take a public transport to her to show her the product and then come back.
Just and she agreed.
She agreed. Just because, in fact, we even concluded on phone, no need to travel again. Because wow. I just quickly noticed that the cost of going to Ibadan is now around 10,000 plus just to fuel my car. No, it's more than that. It's about 12,000. So I had to factor in if somebody goes through public transport. It's far better. So, and it doesn't, I don't have any prestige by driving and, you know, wasting my fuel. So because I bought fuel, let's say, 10,500 to fill my car, 50 liters. Then now, it's now 25,000. Am I right? Uh-huh. So it's common sense to just go through public transport to settle some of these things instead of driving my car around. So some of those
By the way, there's train now.
Yeah.
And if you really want to look classy, you can book for first class.
Ah, Reverend.
There's ACDR too.
Then, many of us are not looking to solar. Solar is very, very... It's something that, well, if we have done, but it's a rescue point.
By the way, Bratito, all these women in the Toku, they are using solar now.
Yeah.
They are doing this solar, all right.
Because
great.
Before, most of us, this fuel stuff is affecting the small scale more than anyone else. Small scale businesses more than anyone else. Even medium that are a little small are being affected. Because these have been deregulated, and it's large scale companies and some high middle scale that use diesel. They have adjusted their prices. They have adjusted to the situation. So fuel is not going to affect them so much. But small scale that are using, my neighbor and all these small gens, they are the one that's going to be somebody using it to power for sewing and some, they are going to be affected. So, and if you are not careful, you are pushing your customers to...
Thank you. And let me add this to you too. If you are actually making money, also plug some of these money problems. What I'm saying is this. Even you can make money from all this, and then you are buying diesel to run your house or fuel to run your house. Generator. None of us are using generator at home. Am I right? Am I right? And that is also... Now, where we are using before, 5,000, we're using now around... 12 to 15,000. Am I right? So we have to question that even our own household, because if there's no use making all our profit to give it to energy bills even within our house.
Yes.
And none of us now, I think many of us over here, we can't stand darkness, right? Now, I'm thinking of talking to somebody over here who can actually look at what's the issue of solar. that you can have solar at home, that you can have something small, maybe one or two batteries, that can, some of these things they can do. They're doing them together now, so that you don't have to, because you have been riding on the fact that solar is too expensive, and then fuel is available. Now, fuel is not, because it's not becoming expensive, and then you can do things like that, charging your phone and stuff like that. These are the things that are good. So we will not just be spending all our money going down this, even when we are making the money. That's correct there.
Thank you, sir. So the what you see in the immediate future is people debating changing from fuel to batteries, especially in cars. And, you know, there's cheaper options that will not consume fuel so much. Those are the trending thing now. And this problem is creating enormous opportunities. If we can think outside the box, it's creating, if, like me, since then, I've been seeing a lot of opportunities. If you want some, I'll give you, because these are, nobody can explore all the opportunities. Because there's a drive now that's forcing us, some countries, our future is their past. And I've been to some of those countries. And I was wondering why they were like that. Now I know why they were like that. India, China, and the rest of them. You see them using keke napep everywhere. And you wonder, can they buy a car? I now know the reason. That keke napep we are talking about only consumes a little more than bicycle. I mean, the Okada. And you go everywhere. If somebody driving those taxis knows about that, and just, you'll be taking, instead of 200 naira per drop, you'll be taking 100 naira per drop, and you take all the, get all your money.
All right.
So there are lots of opportunities.
It's upstairs. Sorry, sir.
So please.
Okay. If you are for children's church.
So let training, us make use of the upstairs. Opportunity. Thank you.
All right. Sorry. I have another meeting by 10 o'clock at upstairs. Okay, quickly. You want to have. Yes. Actually, people like school, do you use power? There's lights now, classroom. What is the light for? What do you use power for? For running your lab?
Yes, the ICT training for the kids.
That's just one room.
Our computers. Everything.
That's just one room anyway.
So that's what we use.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Well, I've really been blessed by this meeting. Because when you were talking about thinking, in fact, immediately after the subsidy stuff happened, I told the girl in my shop, I said, see, be telling customers that we will soon increase price. When you were talking about thinking, I just jotted down, that's a wrong move. Don't do it. Because everybody will do that now. So there's no point. Don't do that. I just noted that.
Food. All right.
Thank you, sir. Then I wanted to ask.
Let's pray about our food. Father, we thank you. We give you glory for our food today in Jesus' name. Now, just manage today's food. We just want to do because of food crisis. I'm just joking. Right.
Okay. You talked about lenders when you were around.
Lenders,
you
know, yes.
So when you said it, I was just thinking, it's a good one, but you have to be mad to do it. So maybe next time you could talk more on that.
About lenders.
Because I know my late sister-in-law, it was a business she did very well.
Lending.
Yes, and she thrived in it. In fact, she told me that she learned it from her uncle that she lived with then. In fact, whenever she ran out of
cash,
she'll tell me. But in fact, the husband was telling me that when she died, there are many of her staff that still greet him that went with her money. But even when she was alive, I knew it was a tug of war. She had documents, everything, but people still, some people will keep to their word, and some will still.
By the way, if you look at the blessing in Deuteronomy, everybody listen to this. The blessing in Deuteronomy, that blessing is the blessing of the highest level is where you become lenders and not borrowers. Now, when we say lending, please listen, everybody. Listen, everybody. Lending is just more than lending money. Because money is one of the easiest way to kind of jumpstart lending. For instance, what they call leasing. I mean, what they call leasing. For instance, Dr. Erile has a hospital. Doctors now are now looking for ways to lease hospital and to use for their patients. Instead of you want to be a doctor now, you have to go and find a building. You can just, in Lagos, they're doing that now. They just say, I want to meet my patient in your place. How much will I pay? Surgical room. They're doing that now. And that will take care. That's part of leasing. You don't have to spend. You don't have to get. If you notice the same thing with hotel business, it's now apartments. Am I right? Airbnb. Things like that. It's amazing. So these are opportunities for people to think through. Lending is a very powerful thing. For many of us have cars that you can use for lending. We call it now boats and what? Uber. Then there's lag, kinekaleko, lag something. Huh? Lag drive, so lag ride, you know, so things like that. So you can use. So this is lending. This is a way of doing things. And we're learning. Great. So lending deeper, we'll learn more about that. I hope so. You can lend your brain. Pastor, my young one, my phone, what that brother? No. All right. Any other question? Yes. Hands are going up. Thank you. Let's start from her, dear. We come this way. Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My question is still about lending.
Okay.
Okay. Like,
wow. Interesting.
Lending money now.
Lending or borrowing now?
Yes. Lending.
Yes.
Lending money. As Christians, when you lend money, don't. And you want to collect interest.
Yeah.
Some people will look at you like, are you supposed to do that? For instance, somebody in my office needed some money. She's also into business, but she's my colleague in the office.
Okay.
So I now told her that I could afford that money to lend her. So I now told my sister that I'm thinking of lending this person the money. But I'm thinking of collecting
interest on it.
Something little on it. But in fact, as a matter of fact, I will not let the person know that I'm the one lending her. I will just tell her that, don't worry, I can get the money for you, but you put, hope you don't mind.
Fantastic.
So when I told my sister, she now said, IBK. Is that what the Bible, you know? And I now told her that, actually, I'm lending her from my business. That so if I use that money to buy drinks, I know how much, maybe even if it's, I'll get some money from it.
We are thinking.
That so now if I'm giving that, okay, I can still hold on buying drinks with that money.
Okay.
Let me lend and get something. That okay. Is, so is it not the same thing?
Beautiful. Now, you know what? I know you will have a lot of force coming against you. So make yourself an institution. Create a name of business that you are lending. Lending agent. There's no more IBK. It's IBK PLC. You get what I'm saying? Listen, money is no longer in our world today, no longer a medium. It's becoming a product. Oh, maybe we'll talk about that later. Money is becoming a product. That's why people are making money, all this Forex and co. You don't understand the concept. It's like you are turning money to a product. It's higher price there in dollars, in naira. You come down here and you make your money from there. So it's becoming a product. So that is a good idea. But I will say this to you. For instance, Brother Tito has some kind of, in his workplace, he has cooperative they do among the staff and you charge interest? Of course, you know. So and it's been a very powerful way of getting things done. Actually, one of our problems today, we don't know how to manage money. Money management, we'll see the one that talk about this a lot. You can actually have money a lot if you understand this area. Because money is now a product, no longer a medium. So money that we are using to, instead of parking money somewhere there, kind of a thing. We will learn more about that. So you are right. But the problem is the perception here. The perception of people that we are Christians, we should not lend. Now, this is what God told them. God said, if your poor brother comes to you to lend money, to do things, don't charge interest. Your poor brother. But if today is doing business and he needs money, my money is not just being as much of compassion. That's part of business. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm making some sense. But please, don't do this yourself. Somebody will attack you. And they may not pay back because you don't have the power to do so. Some of these agents, they can pick you up. My brother was telling me that Lakpo has a detention center in Lagos, detention center where they detain you. And they lock you up. You can't detain anybody. So, when it comes to lending, it's a difficult thing. Really difficult thing. But I'm thinking that you should take that up higher and see what you can do with it. If you're tired of lending people, you can do some of these things they do, interest rates, you can put your money there and you can increase. These are the things that we have not been learning that can make a lot of money come to our pocket. If you have some, sorry.
You just touch on some of the things. When I came to your house, you thought you took it deeper than this.
And that's personal.
Okay, sir. But you see, money have changed.
Yeah.
And maybe we dedicate a time where you come and teach. Because, okay, for instance, somebody in my work thought she didn't have money in her account and left her, was careless with her information. No money in the account. And then she lost money. And then she lost big money. I'm talking about 50-something thousand. And she didn't have any money in the account. And that's when I started to see some of the things you have been teaching a long time. But I didn't know. She didn't know that money has changed. And at that time, they used her whatever information to borrow money. So even not having money, you still have money. So I knew that money has changed. And we need to shift. Because some of us still live with this old mentality of what money was before.
Money
without
has.
Having money, somebody can take 56,000 naira from you. That was not possible years ago. Is that not? But today it's possible. Just get the information.
So much to say. Let's.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, sir. Thank you, sir. My question is on the type of the Yoruba version of customer behaviors. Firstly, I want to ask, what can we do when we have combination of two? Maybe a parent is a Wahalanwiri or a Wura Gold. Then secondly, I normally have Wahala parents and receiving calls now.
Yeah.
Most of the time when I see the phone call, I won't pick. I'll just leave. I'll say, let this person
calm down.
So I will now call later.
Beautiful.
After some time.
Fantastic.
But I want to know, what can we do when we have combination of two? Some of them, I've tried to identify now, having the combination of four.
I'm laughing so hard.
Lisa, before you answer, I also have something along that line. I want to appreciate you, sir, for this topic. Because before, I thought the only customer we should be having is these Wura people. Anytime I have Wahala or Kini, I'll just call them up.
I don't want anybody to stress me.
Anybody that bring anything, I'll just pack your clothes for you. Come and take your thing. But with this now, with this, I want to appreciate you for teaching us how to handle them. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Yeah. You want to add more to it? Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I want you to really differentiate between the Wule Wule
and then Wala.
And Wala.
Okay. Thank you. All right. You know, Pastor, where did you get this from? It just came out of me. And I wrote them down. Thinking about these things. You know, all right. Okay. Let's start like this. First of all, when you go to a place and you are seeing many weary, you should be thinking something is happening in the environment. So this environment is creating more weary. So don't think that weary is just that. It's just the abnormal. When you start having stress, you're hearing about mental health today, Lord. Mental health. So people are getting too much stressed. They don't want to be added to the list. So if anything happens now, imagine I'm coming from work where I've not been making enough money. My children start crying at home. Teacher, beat me. Teacher, beat me. I want to take all that my stress at least on you in school. So you are using a very powerful, you are using power of defection. But you know, so and then you let her just ring through, say calm down, and then you call back. All right. Now, let me turn somewhere. Please protect your staff in all this. Protect your staff. Don't let worry run rampage with your staff. When they begin to attack your staff and start doing those kind of things, warn them. Sir, ma, please. I know, talk to me. Leave them alone. I'm your problem. When you start calling your staff, Uri yo kweni, say ya wiri ni, enle bere, enle koko bere, kawo tu ba. You know? I mean, you don't say that back to them, but you just, you know, I remember one time at the crèche, just like that, just, I told them, take out of business. Just because, I mean, you don't do that with staff. So that's one level. Second level is that people have this combination, like, one person will just be only Wura. Even Wura sometimes complain. But learn this. What is their major strength? Is it on Wahala side that they are majorly, or on the Wura side majorly? So they don't have all the, if they have it at the same percent, it can be really dangerous. But usually they have one side that is more. And that will show you how to treat them, you know. One of the greatest ways to diffuse Wura that's creating Wahala, say, I'm a Wana, you know, you turn into that, your friendship power that you have. If you school, I see a lobby, you know, that kind of a thing. Can I cook for anything? You know, that kind of a thing. So that, you know, it's Wura. So when it goes on rampage, you know what to do with it. Now, like Dr. Nila said about between Wule Wule and Wahala, Wule Wule is not contentious, but it's making his point. But I want to know. You know, Wahala, there's a difference. They may be saying the same thing, but their temperament with it is the difference. I hope I'm making some sense. So you know that this person is being unnecessarily edgy with you and is just putting pressure upon you. That's Wahala. But they may have their point, what they have seen. Am I making some sense? All of you know that some people, when something happens to them that is bad for them, the way they respond to it can be very large. Some can be minimal. So Wahala may have the same point as Wole Wole, but it creates more temperamental sin around it than Wole Wole will do. Am I making some sense? Okay, all right. So that's what happens there. But please, we have talked about how to handle all of them. Don't quickly give up on them. Serve them. That even when you have to let Wahala go, Wahala will remember you. Before creating Wahala, but who treats me well? I hope you are getting what I'm saying now. You know, that is important for you. Even weary will know that you are not cheating them and you are giving them the best. Now, on extreme cases, so mentor to weary too. Look at mentor. Just sometimes you need to just do that. You may just want to, let me use that word in the word, damn it. If he's putting so much on this, I mean, you know that you can't go, Egbon, Ejo, Edadurubayan, Ejo. As a business, I mean, that kind of a thing. And after you finish blasting him, send him a text. Sorry, I'm talking like, I'm also under pressure too. All of us, we are here, it's difficult. There might be no steel, but point when. Agbabe, that kind of a thing. Now, knowing people who are weary, because all of us have a weary, weary part. If you are, you know that when you are pissed off, you know what you do now. When you are pissed off, you are really, but after a while, you calm down yourself. Am I right? Thank you. So, even weary calms down. So, explore that opportunity. That's clear. Any other question quickly? Yes. Okay, yeah. Let's come to her here, and then we'll come to Sister Yemisi later. Okay. Men are not asking questions, because men want to handle them.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. I think what I have is more or less like a contribution.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
I want to say that more often than not, we're a customers. Once you are able to satisfy them, there is gold, there is Wura customer inside of them.
Fantastic.
Once you satisfy them, they automatically, they will hardly stay as weary customers.
Oh, that's if they are weary, it's temporary.
Well, sometimes it's even permanent. But they would be so loyal to you, they would realistically support you. Let me put
Thank
it that
you.
Way.
Thank you for that.
Let me quickly give this. I once had a customer.
Because the kind of work she's doing is... let me tell you why it's important for her to listen to her. She's into Alaga.
Yes, the traditional wedding company.
And that moment, women and men, they are under tension.
Yes, sir.
They bring people in because they're the one organizing this thing. So they really go realistically. A lot of time, particularly the women.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Continue.
I once had a customer, our first phone call, somebody referred me to her. And the first thing she said, let me just quote her. Hello, alaga sheyin mi she alaga dun ni mo ba soro yen. Omo mi fun mo ni doti kan lowo loyun adefika sheyawo yen. Omo mi fun omo ni doti kan loyun adefika sheyawo yen.
Did you see? Wait. Oh, why do ah?
That's our first phone call.
That's weary. Usually, wearies are very, very interesting. They tell the truth.
Exactly. And our first meeting, bawo ni mo like slippers, original le mi nlo, 75,000 le mi ra. What's she trying to tell me? I'm putting on the... But now she's one of my most loyal customers. She has referred me to many people. 2 weeks ago, I handled the wedding of the caterer at that Onidoti wedding. Permit me to use that word. You know, this man gave me a lot of trouble. But now she supports me realistically. Even when people don't want to give me a job, she will stand at your neck and make sure that I get that job.
Beautiful.
So more often than not, wearies have wuras in them.
Thank you. Just satisfy
them. The wura will come out.
And so she's telling us that lagati you give to weary is satisfaction. All right, thank you. All right, beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I love this interaction a lot. Yes,
sir,
yes.
I just want to advise those of us that are in school, business, and you are into bus transportation.
Yeah.
Now you've collected money before the commencement of the session, and with what we have on ground now, do you call them and tell them, oh, you're okay? What are you going to do?
All right. Please listen to
this.
We expect you, in the world you are living today, please listen to this. The word of God is so relevant today. Jesus gave a parable of the five foolish virgins and five wise virgins. Remember that story? What made them wise was the fact that they took extra oil. Am I right? Now, please, everything you are doing now, creates margin. What is a margin? Remember primary school, 2 exercise book? Or any of this exam thing, they will put a margin beside that. When I was in primary secondary school, they will say to us in WAEC, they gave us paper and they put margin that we can do our workings, but I never did. I never touched the margin. What is imagine? Imagine is that when you want to do something, you create some elastic space for yourself. You see, if you had been charging for that transportation, you should not be charging exact money. You should put some top of it. I know it's difficult, but put some so that when times like this happen, that money that you have been having aside, that you have been making from them, will come to dip for it. Like Joseph said, keep 20% of bumper harvest. So when you are having things, don't just make the price the price. Like now, we buy the fuel, we calculate for the transportation, and we are spending the exact money we used to buy fuel for transportation for the school. When the money now goes up, there'll be trouble. But if we have some adjustment and then don't use other money, what happens is this. I know you are making some money from that transportation. Do you? If you don't make it, some money from there, I will say you are wrong. And if you are making from under there, it's pay time. Why? Because you see, at that level like that, you are offering service. That's true. You want to augment to the school. But you can't, knowing that fuel things will happen, you have already prepared that. So next time, see that fuel cost will be like this, let that money go up a little. So that if anything happens, you can use this one to measure it up. Do we get that? So if you are here, you are on transportation, if you have charged money already for the term, let the term finish. Bear the grunt. Because this, your parents, they are also hearing things. They are entering transportation. They are hearing about it. But don't start now or they'll go wearistically. Together now. You know, you can stimulate weary from anybody. I mean, just imagine somebody's very nice. Or like my sister here, the first time she heard that. If you're going to somebody slap you from the back, Bosha! I give you a second one. You turn weary too. Except God help you. I mean, 90% of us will turn weary. Somebody slap you, Bosha! I give you a second time. You want to hold his hand or something. Now listen, don't bring that up with them. Now they're already in trouble. So bear with that. But next 3-4 weeks, call a meeting or send a text. All our esteemed parents, you know what is going on. We are thinking that we can't sustain this transportation anymore. We would like to give you options that your children will be coming from home or you'll be bringing them. Wala bele. It's about 10,000 naira. I'll send my staff. Or we will. Now, just put it there like that. Then don't increase the money next day. Lay it down. So that when they go weary, Arawati Wale. And then after that, you do, I said, but you can do that. So that's what I think you should do. So next time, please, anybody here, do things like that. Put along with it that measure of. Yes, right margin. Thank you. Yeah. Any more? Are we through? As if you put up your hands for something. Okay, you're through. Thank you. I think we're all right. Yes. Okay. Pastor, thank you very much for all this. But it's not always easy like that outside there. Whoa. The Lord will help us. Amen. People are here, they can testify that God has been helping us. And he will help you too. So let's get up and go home. I think we should pray one prayer today. I want to give you the verse and I want you to think about it. Please take a look at this verse. Chapter 8, Deuteronomy. Something just came up now and I want you to see it. Please, everybody listen to this. I know people can be doing business and be doing great in business and really don't have money. To be honest with you. There is something we have to learn to do with money. And I want us to pray about that. Chapter 8, Deuteronomy. Are we there? We will read the verse. And I want you to turn it to prayer in your life. Look at verse 12. Lest when you have eaten, please follow this story, and are full, and have built what? Beautiful houses. Pastor, I have a house. Is it beautiful? Should build another one. That's beautiful. Beautiful houses and do what? Now, look at next verse. And when your flocks and your herds and your flocks multiply, that's business. But next, he said, and your silver and your gold are multiplied. That is money. Please listen over here. We are going to pray. We're praying that we are going to have business, but we're also going to pray that we will learn how to multiply money. Do you hear what I just said? I will find some materials for you to read along this direction, but first of all, I want you to say, Lord, teach me how to handle money well. Teach me how to multiply the money I have. Can we pray? Let's pray that, Lord, teach me. No matter how much you hand, if you don't know what to do with it, it could limit you appreciably. Let's pray that, Lord, I pray for divine wisdom to handle money well. I ask you for understanding. Teach me how to manage money. Lord, give me the skill, better skill in money management. I pray for wisdom that can promote wealth, whatever stage I am in my life. Ask him, Lord, teach me how to be sufficient and how to be abundant with what I have. Thank you, Lord. Give you all the glory. Give you all the honor. And I bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm sensing that our next meeting, subsequent meeting, we have to talk about this area.